Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging, nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
I'm doing my excited dance because the woman who's about to walk out here, I am lucky enough to say that we have gotten to talk with her about each and every one of her most esteemed projects that she is doing, starting with Euphoria, and then what she is putting out there as a producer in Anyone But You, one of my favorite movies. And by the way, it is a huge success. And she is in The White Lotus, but now her beautiful production company, 5050 Films, has its latest foray, and it is so good. You guys, buckle up. Just buckle up for her new movie. It is called Immaculate, and so is she. Please welcome Sydney Sweeney. And Dougley Duty, he lost his girlfriend, actually, of 11 years.
Do I know. You need a girlfriend?
Yeah, so if you have a girlfriend for him.
So Tank is a girl. She's upstairs. Oh, we can have a little introduction.
He doesn't do that with, he's going right in with you. Aww. That you're different, clearly, like he's all in. Because you have that energy and he knows it immediately. Sydney, I don't even know what to say, so I need to launch right into it. Your producing right now it's becoming a gold standard. It's so good.
Thank you.
I was doing a little research, 5050 Films, mm-hmm. And is it true that one of the reasons you named it that was because that you believe it takes multiple people, that there's a shared credit, you don't do anything alone? Tell me about the name, because yeah. I really appreciated the intention behind it.
I truly believe in collaboration. Yeah. I think more minds are better in a room than just one, and I believe everybody deserves a seat at the table. And so I hope that with my company, it allows other people to have a voice and be able to just be a part of the bigger picture.
You now have come out with your second film. It's phenomenal. It's so good. It's called Immaculate. And, well, we have a clip. You guys, I had to watch this alone, by the way, at my house.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So take a look.
Hello?
Thank you. This is the first thing I've seen that brings me back to like a Rosemary's Baby. Mm-hmm. And is it true that your dad was actually a fan of that film?
He introduced me to the horror genre.
Was he a fan of horror films?
He loved horror films.
Well,
Halloween is his favorite holiday.
And those are masterclass horror films too, the Halloween
yes.
franchise.
And Rosemary's Baby was one of our biggest draws of inspiration for Immaculate.
Well, you can say whatever you want. I don't want to give anything away because I went in not exactly knowing and I was so shocked along the way. I did not see any of the things coming, and I certainly did not see that ending coming. I'm not spoiling a thing. Just trust me, this film is such a surprise and delight in the most horrifying, scary, terrifying way. Doing a deep dive online last night, and you know, anyone but you has become this also juggernaut TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Thank you.
There is that genre, which you nailed in the most elevated way in rom-com, and then you go directly to do this artistic, it's immaculate. It is an immaculately made film.
Thank you.
But it is so scary. I feel like I want to be.
We did that last scene in one take.
Is there any cuts in it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what
just
I thought.
One take.
And the performance in it is a cut print moving on. We've got it. It's so good.
It's just
good.
So raw and deep and emotional. And then right after, I was like, anyone have candy?
Oh my God, the phone call. Well, you know what I like as a comfort food, and I heard you like it too. Is it true that you're a mac and cheese girl? As if I couldn't love
yes.
you anymore.
Yes. Oh
I'm
my
sorry.
Gosh. Cheers.
Cheers. I love you so much. I am. By the way.
This is good. Oh, Doug, do you like mac and cheese?
Well, I heard you're the most voracious reader.
I do like to read.
Like, 1 to 3 books a week?
I try. This last week, though, I was not able to read much with SNL, so.
Which I watched, by the way. What is a book recommendation that you have? Because I'm reading Ooh. Out on a Limb by Shirley MacLaine. Does anyone remember that old book,
what
Shirley
is that?
MacLaine? It's where she discovers reincarnation.
Really?
And it was so controversial and big at the time. Like, the cover is, like, iconic, and it was on everybody's, like, table in the 80s. It was huge. And she wrote a series of books, but I was like, out on a limb, I need that in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I dabble all over the place. I like classics. I like modern. I'll read anything.
I'm really into, like, fantasy sci-fi books right now.
Is it true that you like MMA fighting?
I do.
Where does it end with you? What are you doing MMA fighting?
So I grew up doing it. I started when I was like 11, 12 years old.
Like everything you do, I'm so in awe of and supportive of.
Thank
like,
you.
Okay, what's something that you are dying to try but haven't tried yet?
Ooh, I really want to try kite surfing.
Of course you do.
Well, I want to say my mom told me when I was really young to fall in love with as many things as possible. And I've always taken that to heart and been trying to try everything in life.
All right, don't go anywhere because Sydney is gonna take questions from our audience when we come right back.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins, and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Sydney Sweeney, we have a little game and we've never played it before. Will you break the mold and try it with us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, it's called Face the Question. Okay. We're gonna try it first, see if we like it.
All right.
Now we'll never do it again. It's out.
All right.
Rossi, are you here?
I'm here. Hi. I love you, by the way. Hi.
Thank you.
Okay, so our audience members, we have special ones out here, are gonna hold up pictures of your face, okay? They're all numbered. You're gonna pick a Sydney and then they'll ask you a question. Got it? They're numbered 1 through 10. You're gonna pick one at random and answer whatever question that is.
Okay.
Okay.
Seven.
Seven. Where's seven? Right here. Oh, hi. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Lindsay.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is, what did you have for breakfast today?
Okay, so there's this spot that makes, they look like fish, but it's a croissant and it's filled with Nutella.
Oh.
And it's the greatest thing I've ever had. It's warm, it looks like a fish, but then it's Nutella and gooey and yummy. It's amazing.
Great question, number seven.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, pick another number.
They're all random like this, so okay. Be whatever number you want.
Eight.
Where's eight? Where am I looking? Over here.
Hi.
Oh, great haircut. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Tyler.
All right.
Okay.
What's one weird talent you have that nobody knows about?
Ooh.
I can write with my left hand. Like I can.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Hot. Love it.
Totally. It is hot.
Okay.
That's safe and informative.
Yeah.
Right. I like it.
Sydney's up. Show your number.
Two.
Where's two? Oh, I'm coming up there. Okay, I'm gonna hand this down. What's your name and ask a question?
I'm Nicole, and my question is, you've been auditioning since you were 12 years old. What is your most embarrassing audition story?
Oh. This one, I'm scarred. Like it's the exact moment I will always remember. I was, for the first time, testing for a recurring guest star role on an ABC Family show. And I have stage fright, and I've always only had auditions where it was just one person in a room, which is the casting director. And this is the first time I ever walked into a room, and there was a table of all of these people, and I got so scared and nervous, I just forgot all my lines.
Oh,
and I
the worst.
I couldn't do it. And they kept being like, you can look at your lines. And I was so scared and I was so nervous. I was 14. And I remember I just started crying and I asked if I could leave.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Next one.
Sydney's up. Pick a number.
Four.
Four. Okay, right here. Hi. What's your name?
Nicole.
Say hi to Sydney.
Oh, hello. Another Nicole.
Yeah.
You are a valedictorian. What's one random fact from high school that we should know?
Okay. I loved math. And I feel like math is useful. I know sometimes you don't feel like it is, but it is. I like math a lot.
She's good at math. All right, we have one last question, and actually, someone is here on video to ask it for you, because we heard maybe you might know who she is. Take a look.
Hey, Sydney Sweeney, I heard you're a fan of Crazy Rich Asians, which is so cool, because I'm a huge fan of you. I was wondering who your favorite character is, because there's so many characters in that movie, right? And the only few, right, that are your favorite. I wonder if you like blondes, you know, because you're blonde, right? And I too was. Did you like me in it? Because I'm a fan of yours.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Yes,
I love her so much.
Yes. You guys, I just watched this movie 2 days ago on my plane ride from Paris back to here. I am so starstruck right now.
I love her so much. All right, everybody, I want you to buckle up and go see, honestly, one of the best in class of the genre. I think it reignites the genre. I think it brings artistic prowess to the genre. Immaculate is in theaters now. Go see it. I suggest going to see it with someone. I watched it alone. But, you know, whatever you're into, You've done it again. I can't wait to see what's next. Sydney Sweeney, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
I recently sat down with Dr. Nyla Austin, a DC teacher who really does it all.
She really does do it all. She started her own curriculum. She launched a nonprofit to help her students. Oh, and did I mention she happens to be 2023's Outstanding Educator of the Year in DC's public schools?
That's right. What? And I want you to check out this conversation with our amazing Drew Gritter from DC, everybody.
You do it so well, they named you Educator of the Year.
How did that make you feel you found out that you were Educator of the Year in DC?
It was a huge honor. I don't think it hit me, though, when the adults told me that you got Educator of the Year, because we're teachers of worker bees, so it didn't really hit me. When it hit me was when it was announced via social media and, you know, through the district pipelines, and my students found out, my current and my former students, and then they started messaging me, sending me these heartfelt messages and telling me how the lessons that we did in the classroom have transcended the classroom, and now they're taking similar pathways. And that, for me, that was the biggest reward, and just realizing, having an opportunity to reflect and realizing that it's not Educator of the Year. It's not just my award. It's my students. It's the outstanding educators, the other outstanding educators that I had an opportunity to work with. It's my background. It's a lineage of just everything that I've gone through that gave me the opportunity to be recognized in that way.
That's the kind of answer someone who's so selfless would give.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, well, it's not me. It's everybody. It's not me. No, it's also you, doctor.
Thank you.
I mean, you did
Thank
that. You earned it, and you've done it your own way.
The fact that you designed your own curriculum also really spoke to me, because I didn't go to school and had to create my own curriculum. Mm-hmm. And so I was curious, for people like me who didn't get to go to school and at sometimes chose not to, at sometimes didn't have the ability to go, for whatever reason someone may not attend a traditional school, what is your advice on designing a curriculum? What's the top tier important things? And then where are electives good?
So for me personally, the purpose of it, it's similar to your story. Like a lot of kids, me too, you're coming to school and you can't just focus on the academics. It's a lot of life happening outside the classroom. And then once you get there, you're a kid, so you don't know how to emotionally regulate. So those skills need to be integrated into the curriculum. And my curriculum, the For the Culture curriculum, came about through my doctoral studies. And so when I was going through that process of trying to balance being a full-time educator and being a full-time student and a daughter and all these other titles that you're trying to balance, how do you fuse fun and enjoyment in so you can make sure the kids are still entertained? But also, I need to make sure I'm having fun at work, too. And it came about through restorative conversations with students. What can I do to make you want to come to school more? Because I know your attendance is really low. Or I'm seeing your grades are plummeting. What can I do to help you get there? And the resounding answer among all of my students was, I need skills that I can use outside of this classroom. That doesn't look like Pythagorean theorem on a Tuesday. Mm. So I need something that's gonna connect and it's gonna hit and I can use it immediately. So that's how the cosmetology program came about and the barbering program and digital photography and all of and the youth authorship programs. All of these things started to develop because the kids had a real need and they vocalized it. And then I just attached curriculum to their interests.
I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you.
For your dynamic approach that is clearly so effective, winning you Teacher of the Year. Yeah. You created the GiveLand Foundation. What is the mission?
To give. That's strictly the purpose of it. It's to give. So myself and two of my friends, Letitia and Brittany, we decided to fuse our passions together and create this nonprofit. So obviously my initiatives and my focus is strictly our education, but they're tech girls and we're all community driven. So we decided to just go ahead and figure out how we can fill the many gaps in the community the best way that we can. And that looked like, for me, not having enough resources to create the programs for my students. So we now have a nonprofit. We can apply for grants to make sure that those needs are fulfilled, not just within my students, but among students across the district. And then we can also tap into the community. And that looks like making sure that parents or moms who need groceries or, you know, people who are coming back into society and they need a little bit of extra resources, whether that looks like building a resume or learning if you're a new professional and you need to learn how to apply for grants. Whatever those needs are, we want to make sure that we're filling it. And that is just in a multitude of ways.
Wow. Yeah, covering everything, even to groceries.
Yes.
Because that's the essentials.
It's incredible work that you're doing. And Nyla, speaking of, our friends at ConAgra Brands Foundation believes that everybody deserves consistent access to nutritious food so that they can learn and live and thrive. So they want to donate $10,000 to the GiveLand Foundation.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, my love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We are
just
blown away.
Thank you.
Thank you, DC, for giving you Teacher of the Year. It's so clear why. And thank you to ConAgra always for supporting us in these segments. Thank you, Nyla.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Before we go, I have a spring recipe that is super simple and uses items you probably already have in your kitchen. Because let's get real for a second. Who's been there? When you have like a bag of spinach left, but it's just like a little bit and it's not enough to make a salad, what are you supposed to do with it? Like there's not enough here. You don't want it to go to waste. So what do? Well, I like to make a spinach pesto, all right? So, I know, delish. I take this pesto, a little basil, pine nuts, garlic, olive oil, Parmesan cheese, some salt and pepper, a little red pepper flake if you want a little heat. Blend it together in a food processor or a blender. You have the perfect topping. Here it is, look, for chicken. You could throw it over some pasta, a spread on a sandwich or a piece of toast. Keep this in the fridge. This becomes this. Easy breezy, there you have it. You're welcome. As Drew always says, we make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H23. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.